Hello, everyone, and welcome to Off Track. Thank you for tuning in again. If you're a regular listener, I really appreciate the support. And for those who are joining for the first time, a big, big welcome to you. You might be asking yourself, what is Off Track? What's Luca talking about? It's basically a chance for me to talk to you openly. There's no script. It's fully improvised. It's uncensored. Sometimes I do swear, which is sometimes nice, actually. I tend to talk about the previous episode and the insights that I've learned and relate to things from my own experiences as well. So for those who are joining for the very first time, a big welcome to you. And those coming back for more than the first time, I'm really happy to have you back. Welcome back. So what am I going to talk to you about today? Well, the conversation that I had with Lana Mudawar, for those who don't know, she's a former journalist, TV anchor, and now she's really sort of pushing the agenda on mindfulness, mental health, and the power of telling a good story to help sort of relieve some of the, you know, some of the issues that people are going through. So it was fantastic to have Lana on the show. Lana has an amazing energy about her that when you first meet, she's just so, there's a purity. It sounds crazy, but she had a real purity to her, an innocence to her, but also a strength and a resolve about her at the same time, which just makes the most fantastic mix. I really enjoyed having Lana on the show. And, you know, my tone today is it's a weird one because I've just done a lot of reflecting since the episode went out. And thinking about what she's been through, and her origin of her own story. And then linking that to what's going on in Gaza. For those that don't know Lana was, you know, she grew up in southern Lebanon, and she was living at a time where Lebanon was kind of occupied in the south. And, you know, she was effectively dodging missiles. I mean, her parents' house was hit by missiles. So it just gives you a little bit of an understanding that, you know, as a kid, you know, that was her normal. That's kind of what she experienced, where the rest of us, you know, if we're fortunate enough to have a nice childhood or playing with our friends, we're not worried about things hitting us, exploding in front of us. So she admits it herself. She's a child of war. She has a lot of trauma, PTSD, and, you know, filled with lots of emotional insecurities. So obviously what's been going on in Gaza was very pertinent because it kind of hit very close to home when we talked about other kids and what they're experiencing. But more about that in a second. I think what I really wanted to talk to you today is that the key message that Lana was basically trying to say was that your mind is the most powerful thing in the world, provided that inside you are fully healed. You can basically overcome anything. And in actual fact, you know, her message is, you know, having challenges and changes and even conflict, you know, this is the food for the soul. And we definitely absolutely need it, but only if inside you're properly healed. So that's really the sort of the core message. In fact, one of the questions that I asked her, I was quite proud of myself because I like to ask questions with alliterations or that a little bit quirky, but have a sort of deeper meaning behind it. So one of the questions I asked her was mind over matter or never mind the matter. So is it more important to have, you know, a strong mindset over anything, or should we just not even think about the matter because it is not important? And, you know, she talked about the power of the mind. She talked about the power of being able to manifest, to believe in yourself, to visualize the successes that you want to. And, you know, she's been talking about her own successes and what she's achieved based on the power of her manifestations and the fact that her mind can control and create any reality that she wants. And, you know, I've mentioned this before on a few other episodes that I've done this myself. I've been seeing a theta healer who talks a lot about the power of manifestation, but provided you can heal some of that childhood trauma. And I've seen it work firsthand where I start to, you know, feel more freedom. You know, bit by bit, I get more liberated from some of those limiting beliefs that I had as a kid and those experiences. And I just feel so much more open to the potential, the new challenges I could be facing. And it has absolutely worked for someone like Lana. She's, you know, she had so much trauma to overcome as a kid. And she, you know, she did a lot of research about types of sort of mental healing that, you know, that you need to do. So she committed to trying different things to try and heal. And, you know, she kind of advised anyone who's going through a lot of issues inside, it's because they haven't yet healed that childhood trauma. And, you know, her advice was to do as much research as you can to try and find ways you can do that. For myself, like I mentioned, it was through Theta Healing, but for other people, it could be a different type of form. But regardless, it's about making sure that you are internally in a good place, so your mind really is as stable as it can be, so you can then start to create that reality that you want to go after. You know, and she was basically saying that it's so important to be challenged. It's so important to see conflict, provided you're at peace inside. In fact, one of the questions I asked her was, you know, be in conflict but challenged, or at peace but uninspired. And she was basically saying, absolutely, I do not want to be uninspired. So she would rather be in conflict but challenged, because for her, the challenges and the changes, like I said, and the uncertainty are the food for the soul, provided you have that internal mindset has been healed from your childhood trauma. So she talks about, you know, conflict is everywhere, challenges are everywhere, but you need to sort of embrace the outside. So then we started talking about Gaza, and you know, she obviously naturally got a bit emotional. I got a bit emotional about it as well. Some of the pictures and videos that we're seeing are just horrendous, to be honest with you. Young kids, you know, I would just imagine, you know, Lana as a young girl, similar to the girl images that I'm seeing, you know, and what's been going on there in Gaza. It's just horrific. So it got a bit emotional. And the more I think about it, the more emotional I get. But you know, what I liked about the episode with Lana was that she, despite all the stuff that she's been through and she sees now Gaza, I asked her, does it bring back some of those nasty childhood memories? And she did say, yeah, it is going to make her emotional. But then she kind of said, it's from an outside perspective, how you see it will be different to the person experiencing it. And she then talked about what she did to overcome some of these atrocities whilst it was happening to her. Now, I'm not comparing what happened in southern Lebanon to what's happening in Gaza, but at the end of the day, if you're a child, you don't know necessarily too differently. All you know is that you're in a constant state of fear. So what Lana was doing was that she was focusing on reading books and thinking up of sort of alternate stories in her mind, using her imagination to kind of take her to a different place, to sort of suspend the disbelief, to push her into a new universe, if that makes sense, or a multiverse, as you know, if you're a fan of Marvel and all that kind of stuff. But she'd really, really talked about that the imagination as a kid saved her life. So she said, if you see kids in Gaza suffering and you're seeing what they're going through, yes, it's horrific, but then that you'd be surprised how resilient they can be, because kids have an amazing way of creating a new reality in their mind. You know, a new imagination. So that did give me some hope. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that that's going to make everything better. Absolutely not. But if it can give a kid a little bit of respite, then, you know, a little bit of enjoyment, because in their mind, they're in having an amazing story, then, you know, all the more power for them. And I hope they do that more. Whatever comfort they can get, they absolutely should take it. So Lana's message of, you know, you'd be surprised about the resilience that a child can have and the power of the imagination did give me some hope. But of course, it's just something that kids should not be experiencing. And, you know, I've seen things slightly different from my own perspective since I've had children. I have two young boys, and I've seen how I was seeing death and destruction before I was a parent. It just takes on a whole new meaning once you have kids. It just hits so much closer to home. So I started sort of superimposing myself into Lana's shoes when she was going through in Lebanon, and I'm doing the same thing with the kids suffering in Gaza, and it's just horrific. But there is hope, and you know, she talked about herself that people in Gaza have a righteous cause. The truth will come out, the right will prevail. Not that it's going to make up for everything, but at least there will be, you know, positive hope at the end of the story. And the reason because of that is because of the power of the mind, the power of the will, and the power of the imagination, potentially that especially the younger generation can draw on. So changing from within, she said, is also very difficult. So once you do want to heal some of your childhood trauma, you go through some tough times. It's to break down those limiting beliefs, it's not easy. They've been indoctrinated in you for so many years. By the way, I love that word, indoctrinated. It's been indoctrinated in you for so many years that's difficult to sort of undo. But she kind of says, you have to go through that, but you won't just lose some of your limiting beliefs by healing, which is a good thing, but you'll also potentially lose communities and friends that you've had for quite some time as well. That really discovering yourself is a long journey. It is hard, but it's absolutely well worth it. And if someone like Lana, who started her journey in life filled with uncertainty, with insecurity, with not being in a safe environment, you know, can sort of heal herself from within, and then sort of spread massive positive messages of hope, and believing in a better future, and talking about the power of the human spirit, then for me that's just fantastic, because the human spirit can be tested, it can be pushed, but with the right mindset and with the right approach to self-healing, you can overcome anything. So really, it's a message of hope, and that's what makes me really powerful. As an insight, is that despite whatever you've been through, you can always have hope if you choose to believe, and if you're able and have the ability to work on yourself and try and heal some of the stuff that you've been going through. And then the irony was that the more you heal yourself and the better you are, you actually start to embrace all of those challenges and the conflict, and you start to actually look for it, because that's what's going to fuel you. So now she was like talking to me, is like, Luca, I embrace every single conflict and challenge full on, because inside I'm at full peace. So no matter what's happening on the outside world, I'm ready for it and I'm stable for it. And, you know, we joked a lot because she was really worried about coming on the show. She doesn't tend to do any interviews or podcasts or shows in English. I think I'm one of the first. So she didn't feel comfortable about it, but if you've watched the episode, if you listen to it, you know, her spirit, her energy, her vibe just comes across in such a beautiful way. And I was telling her, it doesn't matter, love. It doesn't matter about your language, if you can speak English well or not, which, by the way, she can extremely well. It's about who the person is from within. And that just comes across in spades. So, Lana, if you're listening to this, I have so much respect for you, admiration. Love the fact that you are sending out such positive messages despite the initial challenges that you faced as a kid. The power of the mind, healing yourself, using imagination to at least relieve some of the pressure in the short term, and then really looking to embrace the challenges of the world and face them. Because at your core, inside, you are healed. And that is really something that we all need to look at. So thank you guys for listening. It's a bit of an emotional one for me. I'm normally a little bit more upbeat. I promise you next week I'll be more upbeat, but I think it's really important to feel how you want to feel. My heart goes to all the kids out in the world who are suffering, not just in Gaza, but, you know, in Africa, in parts of Sudan. And it's all a little bit horrifying. But to leave on a positive message is that there is better times coming for those that believe in it and are willing to make it so. Go for it. There are plenty of examples of people like Lana that have gone out and done it despite the challenges that they've faced. And if everyone had a peace, or had a state of mind like Lana did, then the world will definitely be in a much better place going forward. So that's my hopeful conclusion at the end. Thank you guys so much for listening. Looking forward to speaking to you next week. Until then, have a great week. Take care, and all the very best.